from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Indeed, good morning. Welcome into a Friday. Jay Binkley joins me, Josh Klingler, Mac Morey producing today. Welcome into a Friday edition. Clearly, I mean, there's no debate. America lost last night. I mean, an embarrassing display. Not using their head. We've had 4 years and it comes down to this last night. I mean, you can't lose to Panama, Jay. Oh, you can't lose rough. To Panama.
Not only that, but even our junior U20 football team lost to Japan 41-20.
I mean,
ago.
Yes, we've lost in football
it's
to Japan,
going to hell.
And we've lost in soccer to Panama. What has this country come to? An embarrassing display. But the good news is they can make up for it in Kansas City on Monday night.
You going?
The United States? I'm not. The United States will take on Uruguay on Monday at Arrowhead to set up the stage to try to advance to the quarterfinals, because that was embarrassing last night. An embarrassing display of patriotism. Terrible lack of self-control and discipline to get that red card. And then nearly got an opportunity late. And they let him off the hook. But now it sets up a big game coming up on Monday at Arrowhead, where there wasn't a ton of buzz necessarily for this one. But I'm like, okay, now you're gonna have America paying attention. You had one installment last night, and you have now another installment on Monday night in Kansas City with the opportunity to qualify for the quarters of Copa America. So it does set up nicely, but embarrassing display for America.
I did watch the U.S. track and field, like, getting ready for the Olympics. I did watch that, Klein. But it was America versus America.
I haven't watched enough of that. I did.
Pretty good.
I did intend to watch more of the qualifying for the Olympics, because I love the Olympics. Olympics are fun.
There's somebody from Lee Summit High School, Lee Summit West, the pole vaulter from Park Hill, Nielsen, the Park Hill. We have some representatives here.
Awesome.
You know what the funny thing is? They did the trials and they took 2 days off, and all the guys were pissed about it. Yeah. Like, they're running. They're like, why do we have 2 days off?
Yeah.
Like, let's run.
Two days off. You want to run every day?
But they had that swimming where they put the pool right there in Lucas Oil Stadium, right there in the football stadium. Look, it's a regular pool, but they put it right there in the football stadium.
They should have left that for a while for, like, the public.
Oh, yeah.
Like, public swimming for, like, another few weeks or something, just to see what you're ready.
Done something like that, but, yeah.
So
and then we get the Olympics next month, or this. Well, it's almost
the
July.
Stars. The Stars and Stripes. Embarrassing. Embarrassing yesterday. Just embarrassing. Anyway, but the Royals, not so embarrassing. That's, I don't know, that's this edition of Royals baseball.
And the 2-1 pitch. Garcia swings and lines it up the right field line. That is down for extra bases. Isbell jogs down from third. Here's Garcia around second. Here's the relay. He is in there. And the Royals have back-to-back triples in the bottom of the sixth to tie the game.
There you go. Ryan LaFever last night here on 610 Sports Radio. Back-to-back triples, jumpstart, little comeback. The bullpen comes through.
And the 1-2 pitch. Kwan swings and misses and strikes out. He got him with a slider in the dirt. So the one time that Stephen Kwan swung at a pitch in that at-bat was a pitch that was out of the strike zone. So he makes the final out for the second time tonight with the bases loaded.
Mm-mm-mm. That feels like what we've come to appreciate. Those are fun Royals baseball nights. They play good defense. They get timely hitting. They get great pitching.
Pitching was phenomenal.
That was fantastic. The clutch fun of this team when they have it. Again, it's hard to do that every night, but when they're clutch, that's when this team is most fun to watch. I'd rather see that than a 7, you know, I'd love to have a 7-1 or some kind of laugher blowout. Doesn't happen a lot with this team, but when they're doing this, it's like, oh, that's exciting baseball.
Well, now only one team can sweep this series, and that's the Royals.
That's right.
Cleveland cannot sweep
this. Can't do it.
The Royals are right there. But I'll tell you this much, too, man.
The best they can have is 3 or 4. No.
You had Walker going last time. You still got Cole Reagans in this series. You still got Seth Lugo in this series. I mean, the Royals got some big guns coming up in pitching. But how about Sam Long? No one wants to talk about Sam Long.
He struck out the hardest man to strike out in baseball last night.
4 Ks, 1 2/3 inning, 4 strikeouts. This guy's got a sub-2 ERA.
Nice.
You know, but you remember when they brought Sam in? He was actually one of my trivia questions. When I filled,
the answer would be no, I don't remember why I brought Sam in.
So I filled in for Vern, and this is the respect Sam Long gets, which is absolutely none. So I filled in for Vern, and there's one night they only used 3 pitchers, right? I think it was Walker, then they used maybe it was MacArthur at the end, but the sandwich in between them was Sam Long. And I asked the producers, I said, man, make sure they watch the game. If they watch the game, it's, you know, they admit it because they played that trivia thing Vern does, you know. And they said, yeah. I said, well, all right, who was the pitcher that pitched in between the starter and the reliever? Did you watch the game, though, right? No idea, man. Did that give Sam Long any credit, man?
Well, that's when you pitch.
He was great, man.
6, 7, or 8. You don't get a ton
Sam
of credit
Long
other
was
than
phenomenal.
One time, and that's HDH. Other than that, you're not going to get
this. This is my undersung guy right here. You know how yesterday we were talking about Chiefs?
Sam's your guy. Well,
yeah. We're going to forget about in 5 years.
You latch onto somebody. Sam Long's your guy.
Yeah, Sam Long's my guy. And you know what? In 5 years, you're not going to know who the hell I'm talking about.
Until he blows one.
And actually, right now, I don't know who the hell I'm talking about. In 5 years, you definitely won't.
But getting out of that jam, you mentioned 4 strikeouts. Came in with 2 on, walked another guy, set up bases loaded, and struck out the dude that's hard to strike out.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's a ton of fun. Vance Wilson, a couple nights ago, y'all wanted to fight him out of the stands. Did you see Vance again last night? Getting down on his belly?
Going, that was awesome.
Going flat in that third base box to tell his guys to slide. I love Vance Wilson going belly flop. That's so awesome. And he did it twice in a row. Get off to the fast start. That's the way you kick off a series and get us wanting more.
Well, Perez had been struggling, gets a couple hits. That was good to see. He's got that. The average has been dipping. It went to 283. So that was good to see. That was just a fun game.
Yes, that's the fun.
That was a
type
fun
of
game.
The fun type of Royals baseball. Those are again little nerve wracking, little nail biting.
These are the type of games they blow. You know, these are the type of games they blew, but they didn't. And they held on.
Good start. Do it again. Marsh and McKenzie tonight. Good pitching matchup. Yep. Good pitching matchups of the whole weekend. Head to head, you got a huge opportunity to win some games. Get another one tonight. Vern gets you started tonight at 6, and a 7:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio, and then day games both Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it's a day game after day game.
Day game after day game, which is, you know, easier to win.
Yeah.
I guess, maybe.
Are we calling for a sweep? Are we calling for the sweep? You get this one tonight. You get this one tonight with Marsh.
I know, you're going to be disappointed.
And then you got Reagans and Lugo going, man.
I know.
Watch him win all three but lose the Lugo game. We're going to see some low scoring. You know what? Take the under in these games. There's going to be some low scoring. Pitching is so good. Just take the under and hope that Jose Ramirez forgets the bus to get to the game. He had another two hits last night. This guy destroys the Royals. Another two
He's
hits.
Destroying everybody.
Just walking. Give him the Barry Bonds treatment. Yeah. Just put him on base.
Dot him.
Yeah. Oh, you can dot him too. Start a fight.
I always thought there wasn't enough dotting in baseball.
He will fight, though, because remember him getting that fight with Tim Anderson a few years ago, Ramirez?
Yeah, yeah, he's feisty. I probably wouldn't hit him, but I definitely wouldn't want to pitch to him either. So. But well done. That's what keeps us coming back for more. Like, those are the types of games in which you're...
I thought it was great, man.
It hooks you, right? It hooks you. You get the juice from...
I was nervous about that Marlins game a few nights ago. You know, they lose it. It was right there at the end. I was like, God, man. If you lose this one, this is crushing. Because you got Cleveland right where you want it, man. Put them away. And you know what? MacArthur comes in. It's done.
All right. Here comes Mo.
That's right.
Riding in on its horse. Missouri ready to step to the table. The state of Missouri, that is. Not, you know, the individual entities in Missouri. But the governor, Mike Parsons, now says Missouri is going to come together with a public package by the end of the year. And he has every intention of keeping the Chiefs and Royals in the state of Missouri.
But he says the new governor will have to get on board with this.
There is that too.
And you know what? I haven't seen mention in the commercials, but this will be, I would think, a big sticking point by who's running for governor.
It's great pressure to throw on the next person.
Oh, my God.
I'm out. Good luck.
Hey, Parsons is a big Chiefs fan, right? He's a season ticket holder and all this. Yeah. I mean, he's a big...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Chiefs fan, but they got them right where they want them, man. Now you got a bidding war. Now you got two states. They're not admitting it. They don't, you know, they're not admitting this, but deep down, they don't want to lose teams. And this should be a major point of emphasis for the state of Missouri. And if not, Kansas City's not going to get it done, do it with the statewide. Because you can't keep losing teams. They can't get to a point where they're just going to have the Cardinals and the Blues. That'd be it. Where's St. Louis? There's MLS team plays on the Illinois side. They play on the Missouri side.
They're on the Missouri side.
They're on the Missouri side. That's right. They are near downtown there.
Yeah,
so three pro teams here in the state.
Yeah. So they expect to put something together by the end of the year. I would say, get that churning a little bit. As fast as things have moved, I know there's no reason that either team has to rush this thing at this point in time. But we know how fast Kansas jumped in. That you can't wait a ton. I think by the end of the year, to me, sounds like a long way off at this point in time. So
it does. You're talking about a new regime coming in, and you got to get them on board with your plan.
So they plan to be competitive. You could say, well, where were they before? Look, I'm with you. I think the question was always quietly asked, what will the teams ask Missouri to help put in? But it never got there because the plan didn't get that far. Now they will. But by the end of the year, to me, is interesting. The teams, again, no need to rush, but it feels like Missouri better pick up the pace a little bit.
I mean, the bottom line is, though, they know what Kansas can provide, that 70%, the cost of the stadium. So Missouri's got the bar now. They got the bar now because Kansas said what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And now Missouri knows, hey, if you can't hit that package, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? You can't play. But you got to be better than that. And they're great. I mean, this is like going to two or three car dealerships. Let's say you want a Ford Bronco and you go to two or three Ford dealerships, and then it comes down the end where they're calling you, say, hey, we'll throw in the TVs, we'll do this, and we'll throw in that's where they're at. It's where Chiefs and Royals are at. They're going to get this bidding war now.
They're talking
between two states.
And now they're all talking to the manager? Is that what they're...
Yeah, they're talking... But they got this bidding war now, because now you got two people wanting your services, So it's a good situation that they're in, but, even Parsons has said, hey, I don't blame Kansas for doing their job. They're trying to lure Chiefs and Royals over there. He has no ill will towards them. But again, he's on his way out, and he's going to have to get that. It's going to be a point of emphasis, I would think, in the election. I don't know if people will be asking those questions, but I think this is a huge issue when it comes to the state. I know we're not talking politics, but you think this would be a major point of emphasis.
Oh, I would think. And then, the fact that you're switching over and you're going to hand it off to somebody else to kind of carry the torch on this one. But Missouri now involved means the ask will be upped. It means the state had to jump in and act. And like we've been telling you, the teams are going to win.
The teams are going to win. Now, if Missouri throws there, will Kansas come back with another proposal, only to have Missouri say, all right, we'll up you. And all of a sudden, they get this little border war.
Are going to win.
Oh, yeah.
That's the end bad part of this entire thing. Someone going to pay, and the teams are going to get theirs. And if you were against that, well... Here we are, and that kind of the told you so.
This is what Parsons said. He says the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals are big businesses. Comparing them to large companies that have received public aid, such as Boeing, Ford, and General Motors. But he had any deal has to work out on paper where it's going to be beneficial to the taxpayers of Missouri. So he's saying, hey, there's public money that go to these corporations. Chiefs and Royals are big business.
Yep.
Find a way to do it.
We'll see. All right, so Missouri's hat finally in the ring. When it comes to the stadiums, well, the phrase used to be, I love it when a plan comes together. I'm not so sure I love it now. We'll get to it next. We will shout it out coming up at 6:30. It's back for a limited time only. You will text in the topics we will discuss coming up at 6:30. It is a morning old school return for a limited time only at 913-586-7610. We'll do that coming up. In a little less than 15 minutes. All right. 2 years ago, I was really on board with this. It was going to be kind of a cool story. LeBron James has a son that's an up-and-coming high school basketball player. James looks like, well, maybe he's closer to the finish than the start of his career, obviously. And he thought, man, I'm going to play until my son's in the league. I want to play with my son in the league. Yeah. Or maybe not until, but I want to play with my son in the league. And I thought, this is a great story. And even last year, like he went to USC, you're like, okay, let's see how he does in college for a year. And obviously that didn't go great in college, and you thought, okay, well, that would have been a nice story, but it's done now. Until this kid shows that he's a baller, you know, maybe it's going to have to wait. And so it turned into what was going to be a nice story, I thought, about a really cool father and son being able to play. One of the greatest players ever in the league getting to play alongside his son.
Is this another Griffey story?
Yeah, everybody loved the Griffey story back in the day. And now it's turned into such an eye roll that it's amazing. Like, now it's just like, oh, are you kidding me? Of course that happened yesterday. So the Lakers ended up drafting Bronny at 55 in the draft. And, you know, the GM is out there spinning this thing that Bronny has earned it.
In terms of his work ethic, I think we've all seen that lived out, too. He's not the person that has ever taken shortcuts or expected or been entitled about basketball opportunities. He's worked for everything that he's gotten, including being selected today at 55.
Oh, my goodness.
Kling, you deserve to be in Wimbledon because you've been working on your swing all the time.
Rob Pelinka should be an agent. Yeah. Not a general manager. An agent. Yes. He sounds like such an agent.
It was also the safest pick because nobody else was going to take him.
Well, yeah, because of Bob Myers of ESPN said that Rich Paul, the agent for the James brothers, I mean the father-son, was posturing.
Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? Saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
Okay. So the report was that he was calling teams other than the Lakers and the Suns. So apparently the Suns had a shot at LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, you really? Go play with Durant. That if you take him, he's going to Australia. And it would have been kind of great to call their bluff.
Yes.
If there was another GM with some stones, draft him late before 55, but draft him. Force him to go to Australia and see if LeBron then signs with Perth. Let's put this, like, really put this to the test. I thought this was going to be a great story a couple years ago. And now you're like, oh my goodness, really? They really shook this thing down to be able to navigate him going to the Lakers too.
The Australia thing threw me for the loop because I was like, okay, who the hell do you think this guy is? This isn't Eli Manning talking to Marty Schottenheimer and the Chargers saying, don't draft me. Don't draft me, remember? Mm-hmm. And then they traded him. They drafted him and then traded him. But going to Australia, because pretty much tree falls in the woods, nobody's there to hear it, yeah, kind of thing. Who would care if Bronny was in Australia? That's the one thing about
nobody,
it.
Nobody, but...
Oh, my God, we can't lose this guy to Australia.
I know, yeah, there's that. But also, it's like he could have went there and maybe played well and then got back. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it might have been better basketball-wise for him to go overseas.
Probably better if he stayed at USC.
And yeah, yes, I'd say ultimately
hoop
yes.
In the Big Ten now.
Yeah, play some Big Ten hoops for USC. I think would have been fine. But if he went and played in Australia and worked on his game and blah blah, and kind of out of and then out of the limelight for a little bit, probably wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world either. But
they think the kid's Caitlin Clark or something. I mean, seriously, put some value on this.
I don't mind the navigation of a career, especially for an athlete. They don't have any choice. They don't have any chances until how would you like to have zero control over your career for the first 5 years of your career?
But even like Caleb Williams wouldn't like this with the Bears. I don't draft Chicago. Well, but he was woken at Chicago.
If you believe some of the stories, families out there trying to negotiate stuff that's never been negotiated before.
Supposedly, but Chicago did take him and he knew it was going to happen.
You know, ownership stakes and stuff like that you can't do. I don't have a problem with the navigation of his career.
But he's not good, though. Good players can do that.
I do have a problem with he's earned everything. No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't earned everything.
5.9 points a game or something?
If he went back to school and grinded out and had a bounce-back season and those things, you could make those statements. But he's a five-point-per-game guy that didn't start at USC, and you're drafting him in the NBA.
If you're a great player, sometimes you can throw these demands out there, and you're like, okay, I know what this guy's doing. But when you suck and you do this, like, take my ball and go to Australia, it's laughable. Like, you just have to be in a different pecking order, man. You're either good or you're not.
I wish someone would have called it. I wish the I don't know. I don't know the draft order off the top of my head, but
it's be like Will Howard saying, "Don't draft me" when he leaves Ohio State next year. Like, don't draft me if you're Chicago, Cincinnati, or Cleveland.
I'm going to the UFL. But if like Orlando stepped in and did it, like, let's see, put this to the test, Bronny, going to Australia. I think it would have been more worth it for another team to waste the second round draft pick to do that than it would be to just everybody go, oh, fine, go to the Lakers then. Just have your wish. I wish somebody would have stepped in it. I think it would have been great.
The Boston Celtics had the pick prior to the Lakers' 55th pick. And so somewhat in me, I was like, you know, the rival, the Celtics, you know, just say screw you. Yeah. LA, come on, let's see if you're going to actually do this. Yeah. Go to Australia
and play.
Yeah, I saw the notification after Bronny got drafted on Bleacher Report, the Lakers, you know, Bronny's ready for the next level, and then they post, you know, a highlight reel like you would for any draft pick, and most of the time you get a highlight reel at least 90 seconds, right? Maybe 2 minutes. 36 seconds, I think, for Bronny was the highlight reel. It was good.
The Pacers,
All USC, okay. So I didn't even, like, dip back in.
Yeah,
like,
that would have been more embarrassing.
Yeah, probably
Sierra
so.
Cannon. Yeah.
Yeah, or AAU something or other. Those things going on. So, I mean, it's just, it would have been cool, and now it's just such a joke. And you had said before the show, you're like, oh man, he better be going to the G League. And my cynicism, I'm like, why? You've taken it this far. It's like, put him on the end of the bench, put him in games and room with dad
is he,
on the road.
He's going to carry the suitcases for his
but
dad or something.
It seems like anyway that there is a plan to not rush him to the Lakers, but have him play at the G League. So we'll see. I would
put it about having your kid there with you. You know what? He just bring your kid with you anyway. Just let him fly with you and stay with you. Just don't put him on the team. Like, don't waste the right. Just say, hey, LeBron, you can bring your kid with you wherever, man. We don't care. We'll give him a uniform or whatever. He's not on the team, but we'll give him a locker.
Yeah.
And he could do that. They could have done this stuff. Put him in the front office or whatever.
Let him
travel with LeBron.
I'm also just not about the nepotism jealousy. I'm not. Take the stance that I have. It's much healthier. Blame your parents. It's my parents' fault that I haven't been on the network or whatever, you know. It's my parents' fault.
They holding you back?
I'm sure I would have got some engineering chances had I wanted to be an engineer. I don't want to be an engineer. I'm sure maybe I could have been an educator. I don't want to be an educator. They could have lent me a helping hand in those. But darn it, they weren't broadcasters. Blame your parents. It's your parents' fault. Be mad at your parents. Don't be mad at somebody else's parents who gave them a chance. Be mad at your parents. The word of the field you wanted to achieve in. It's much healthier.
If you're a Lakers fan, though, aren't you a little bit pissed about this? This would be like Patrick Mahomes having a son that, like, threw for like 70 yards a game or something like that. They drafted him anyway, just throw him on the team. Like, you can't do this.
Well, if you're a Laker fan, I mean, I guess it depends how you stand with LeBron, because also this is also about keeping LeBron. So if you're in the camp of believing you want to have him, you've thrown things at his feet, right? You need to do things to placate him. He could walk from the Lakers this year. He still could. I don't think he's going to now, but he's going to go to Australia.
What would they do with the Lakers? What would the Lakers do if LeBron didn't them sign
then you cut him. I mean, there's nothing you do that. But you know, part of it also is to make sure LeBron comes back to you. I think that's a part of it too. And hey, that's just negotiations. That's just leverage. That the jealousy of nepotism all over the place to me is if you, again, had a parent that did something in an industry you liked or could hand you a business, who wouldn't take it?
What's the G League team for the Lakers? South Bay Lakers?
But it is about what you do with it when you get the opportunity. I think that's like if you have family connections that lead you to something that you may not be quite qualified for, it's how you do it when you get there, right? I mean, sports franchises are handed over to kids all the time.
Monarchies. Harry.
I don't
William.
Know.
Oh, actually, William now, because Harry's out of it, isn't he?
Clark yes. Hunt runs the Chiefs, right?
He's the comeback player of the year.
Clark Hunt runs the Chiefs, right?
That's right.
What did he do? Went to business school and kicked ass. So You knew he was going to be in line to do that. But what do you do? And you just go, la, 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 la.
Well, there's other choices went, with that family, but right, he stood out.
He went and prepared himself for that. Like, that's what you do with it. So, you know, I just can't get mad at, oh, well, so it's the world's about connections and the world's about who you know. Oh, yeah. And sometimes
not
the world's
you know
about
you know
what family you're born into. And hey, them's the breaks. So I'm not even, I think the nepotism stuff just pisses me off because it's like, hey, look around. It's connections. Be mad at your parents. That's what I do.
Well, your dad runs that station in Pittsburgh.
Love you.
I'm joking. Yeah.
I wish. Again, love you, Mom and Dad. Just kidding you. Just kidding you. All right, we'll shout it out. You texted the topic. We'll discuss it. Have some fun on a Friday at 913-586-7610. We'll shout it out next.
National Insurance Awareness.
Back in on a Friday, along with Jay Binkley, who is pondering changing his name to Jay Odyssey, just to see if he can move his way up the company. I'm Josh Klingler, Mac Morey producing today.
Hey, happy National Insurance Awareness Day, fellas.
Mm. Make sure you're aware.
And Alaska Day, too, so we're celebrating. Remember last year?
Oh, Alaska Day, yeah.
Alaska Marine coming in.
Oh, I was going to look up. I can't remember the
Onion
one.
Day yesterday was actually a pretty big hit.
Alaska Brewery, right?
Alaska Brewery.
Brewing Company. What's the one? It's got a light blue. It's got a light blue box, Bink. It's an IPA. Let me find your beers.
You have to click.
I over 21? Yes, I'm over 21.
They've got a great Kolsch, the Pilsners, the Husky IPA.
The Husky IPA.
It's got the dog on it.
Yeah.
And the Icy Bay IPA. The Icy Bay IPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Free Ride Pale Ale. And Hazy IPA, they get the Juno Juice.
Yeah, I'd recommend the Husky IPA.
It's brewed in Juno, I think, so Juno Juice, yeah.
For Alaska Day. All right, we will shout it out, 913-586-7610. Back for a limited time only, brought to you by Canabets. You text in the topic, and we will discuss it. Shout out to, this comes from the 620, shout out to the U12 rec baseball season being over. So I don't have to kill my knees warming up pitchers for another year. Yeah, the older I get, you want to go get down the crouch and catch some baseballs for wild throwing under 12-year-olds.
You're not spending $10,000 to go up to Iowa for a tournament?
That too. Your weekends are now free because you're not playing 50,000 games of baseball this summer.
How much these parents spend on this youth baseball?
It's ridiculous, yeah.
I know that Johnny's Tavern always has all these youth baseball teams because the baseball field is right by it. You know, they come from out of town. Indiana, you name it, they spend all this money.
Yeah.
I mean, that you don't have a lake house or season tickets or anything. This is what you do.
Oh, yeah, that's your offseason.
Like, playing baseball is an expensive gig, man.
Friend of the show, Gene Watson, longtime Royals exec, now working with the White Sox.
Yes!
I'm testing Mac on my own. Used to say this all the time. You got talent, we'll find you. And he's been on board, and we've had him on the show discussing it at times, too, that, like, sometimes it just gets a little bit out of hand. That if you have talent, they'll find you. And
you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes or Watson.
People also do spend a lot of money trying to get, I don't know, a college scholarship in baseball or whatever that, frankly, aren't as lucrative or hard to get to or hard to be at. Yeah, man.
Oof. Baseball's becoming very expensive.
Rough.
You need a name like Dansby Swanson to play baseball now.
Shout out to my boss, Paul, from the 816, who keeps thinking I've been shouting him out.
Shout out, Paul.
So every Paul thinks that their guy's shouting him out. Hey,
by the way, it's Paul Bunyan Day.
Oh, Paul Bunyan Day.
It's actually National Paul Bunyan Day as well. So
go chop down a
tree.
Happy
Paul Bunyan Day.
Or something.
The rivalry trip, the Bunyan Axe.
For the 816, you hated my chopped cheese suggestion. So tonight, I'm reverse searing a dry-aged tri-tip, and you can't stop me. That from Bacon Slaw. Ooh. Now, look. We didn't hate your chopped cheese suggestion. We just didn't know what it was.
Yeah, we just had no idea what you were talking about.
That was like way beyond our cooking lore. So bacon slaw going to the reverse sear dry aged tri-tip.
Sounds Pam delicious. Is asking if this is your last day. It is not.
It is not. July 17th. I'd say mark it down, but what are we doing here?
It's Kling Day.
Every time I'm out, they drag me back in. But this is why we get shouted out, at least through July 17th. And then, you know, Mac and Fesco will try to keep it going. Or it's going to get completely shut down by Spectre. I think this is the only thing The only thing he's...
Are you going to go JetBlue on the way out?
No. No. I'd talk about U.S.-Panama soccer all day long, Bink, if I had the chance. From the 720, shout it out to Bronny James being NBA G League for life for the El Segundo Lakers. That for Mike in Denver. For the 816,
the Perth Panthers.
From the 816 of the last week, LeBron has picked a head coach and a draft pick. I don't know who runs the Lakers. My retort will be, you don't.
LeBron does. Actually.
I think you've answered your own questions. Shout it out to the Sharks working the Gulf Coast of Alabama and Florida. Please don't bite me next week. From the 660.
This is actually, I know somebody going down there, and I was showing the video. The shark like swimming between people. Like people were out in the ocean somewhere near the shark was just kind of going between them.
It's scary, man.
Going, man.
It's scary. I've seen enough of those movies. I don't want any part of that.
I mean, this isn't even Shark Week, is it?
No.
John Cena is going to host Shark Week this week, but or this year.
Yeah. Did the Shark Week coincide with like Olympic time? Because we remember when Phelps swam the shark. But I don't know if that was like around Olympic time or just happened to be the tie-in with.
Is there a new Sharknado?
I hope not. I was in on the first like
it's July 7th.
Three.
John Cena starting July 7th July on 7th, Discovery the Channel.
Okay.
So you'll still be working here with Shark Week.
Okay, good. And still here. They're keeping me through Shark Week, huh?
Yes.
Keeping you awesome.
In your contract.
Off the 816, shout out to the Central Time Zone. I moved to Detroit last week, and this Eastern Time Zone thing sucks.
For sports watching, it does.
At least, I mean, you didn't knock Detroit. You just knocked the time zone. So I think for Detroit's purposes, that's pretty good.
Not only that, but if you're in the West Coast and you're watching games at 6:30 a.m. in London.
I think that would be a massive adjustment. West Coast would be weird.
I think Central or Mountain is absolutely perfect for sports viewing.
Oh, Mountain's amazing.
Mountain would be terrific.
So good.
It would be.
West would be tough.
Yeah, West would be very hard.
East Coast would be tough doing this, doing morning shows like you. I mean, your game's starting late at night. I mean, oof.
Yeah, you're just not watching some of the games.
Especially
with
the Yankees or Red Sox. Remember those 4.5-hour games they used to have?
Shout it out to Crypticon KC, which starts today. Kansas City's only horror convention. Horror convention from the 816. I had to make sure you guys didn't think I enunciated it correctly. Horror.
It would be interesting the other way around.
Because there's many more of that other one. This is the only horror convention.
Did you know Kansas City actually had a clown convention a few years ago? And they were all over the Northland. They stayed in the hotel. There was just clowns everywhere.
Not like
I hate clowns. I absolutely hate clowns.
Not like Insane Clown Posse. Like actual like.
It's a clown convention.
Okay.
Like, do you hate clowns?
Those people are scary.
I mean, I just never seen the value. Even that Ronald McDonald stuff. Like, I don't like clowns. Mm. Never have. I don't think they're funny. At all. I hate those big shoes. I hate the face. I don't like clowns.
Guess I just don't encounter them enough to really have them get under my skin.
Some people, it's snakes and spiders. With me, it's clowns.
Yeah. Shout out to my wife, brother, and soon-to-be sister-in-law for that float trip this weekend. We'll have some fun, 913. It sounds like a good time. Good weekend to do it.
If it doesn't rain.
Horror. Horror convention. I need to emphasize that. A horror convention.
Text us wondering where it is.
Yeah, they're
the wrong spelling.
They're like, that's totally disgusting. Where's it at?
Where's that? Go to the clown convention.
Fellas, our destined trip was Galveston. It's next week. So chill with that shark talk, please, from the 816. That's right. The listener that texted in last week and said they changed their trip to Galveston after Charles Barkley ripped Galveston and they flip-flopped and went to... And went to Florida.
Is this the Clay County Sheriff's Department golf tournament day? If so,
I guess.
Luck to the fellas.
I guess.
And ladies.
Hit them straight.
They want to shout that out.
Seems like a good day for a golf tournament. Well, there's rain the possibility, but that always happens. Whenever you have a golf tournament, there's always a good chance of rain, but beer on a cart.
I saw just a little bit of rain this morning, not much.
Yeah.
If you watch the weather last night, it was supposed to rain like hell, starting at like 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. and all that.
Yeah. For the 816, shout it out. It's the last time we'll have Kling rate his 4th of July food. It's not true. We're doing it. We'll do that next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You can talk to Joey?
Look at you.
I got the number.
I know you do.
You want to talk to Mr. Chestnut?
Well, you're working next week too, right?
It's a good possibility. Cody Gold.
I was gonna say
Cody Gold and Joey Chestnut.
I wouldn't take that from you. If he gets reinstated, you're hammering that 100%. Phone number, right?
Okay.
100%. Okay. I would think. I'm still holding out hope that thing gets resolved. I think there's still time.
And then someone's going to miss you on the sidelines this year. Kling will be on the sidelines.
I will be on the sidelines this year, yes. Yeah. Yes, I will. I'm staying on the Chiefs sidelines. I'm just not waking up early in the morning every day to come here.
He's still multiple Super Bowl champion, Josh Klingler.
Yeah. I got to stay with the run. I mean, you can't dump out in the middle of it. They lose, though. There's no telling. No.
Like, Kelsey, peace out. Is Florio going to ride about you?
Yeah. Florio's been.
I heard Kling's leaving, too.
Speculating my demise for quite some time now. For the 816, valid question for you, Binkley. If you don't like clowns, why do you work with a bunch of them?
I don't, man. They don't wear those big shoes. They don't have the little horn going around here. Beep, 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 beep. They don't do that.
And clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right from the 816. Well done by you.
I'll take a joker instead of a clown, even though they're very similar.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Again, limited time only.
Cannabets.
Brought to you by Cannabets, my fictitious business, which I'm also not going to run later because I haven't found a backer.
I love that stadium idea. Marijuana is half in Missouri, half in Kansas. Marijuana on one side, betting on the other. God, it's a great idea. Mingling, that's your Cannabeds, man.
Mingling at some line.
It's totally your Cannabeds.
Yeah.
You go to one side and smoke your dope, and go to the other side and make your bet.
There you go.
Best of both worlds.
Sure. Speaking of Florio, he's at it again. We'll get to him next. Jay Binkley, along with me, Josh Klingler, Mac Morey producing today.
Is Mac aware this is not a radio show? This is a fiduciary?
It's a radiotionary?
You know what a fiduciary is, Mac? We do a lot of commercials for fiduciaries.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Not a financial institution. We're a fiduciary.
It's a
the better
horror.
You do, we do.
This is a horror show. That's really what it is. Horror.
H-O-R-R-O-R.
Proudly brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas. Master has patented MyQ technology and the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Florio's at it again. So now, of course, he of
the Grim Reaper.
Andy may go away. Fame when we kept telling you Andy's not going anywhere, he's gonna sign an extension, and Andy signed an extension. Now he wants to start speculating when Patrick Mahomes is going away. Please, somebody stop him.
Not only that, he had to run a good beer story and incorporate it basically with this.
Yeah, the beer story's fine. It's the
but this is the impetus of his column.
I wonder when this is gonna be crap that's like infuriating to people. When I spoke to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes after last December's win over the Patriots, he had to ask himself whether he's 27 or 28. He's 28. And we all get to that point, too, where you don't know what our age is. Like, at some point, it doesn't matter. And you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm this. Like, I don't know. Every time birthday rolls around, I'm like, how old am I again?
But when you say you're 29, no one believes you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, he can actually say that. So he's 28. He'll be 29 on September the 17th. And as he gets closer to 30, the questions about how long he'll play are inevitable. Not for a while, pal. Like, come on.
Those are the best years of a quarterback. And as I've often said, Steve Young built a Hall of Fame career from year 31 through 37. Like, that's when you hit your prime is in your 30s as a quarterback.
Well, weren't all Brady's numbers in his 30s?
30s and 40s.
And 40s, yeah, better than his 20s, yep. And blah, blah, blah. You know, all that stuff that you say with Brady. So it's just consider the source. Like, if you scroll this story and you're like, all right, at least somebody else wrote it. No, it was him. It was him. But he says the questions of inevitability are out there for two other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First, the latest Mahomes ad for Coors Light.
He ruined a great beer story,
which has had a recent habit of cheekily tiptoeing around the prohibition on active players doing beer commercials. Says that the commercial will be put in a time capsule until Mahomes retires. Right? Kind of cool. A fun bit. I do like the fact that they danced around with Coors Light. I think that's terrific. One, to me, the prohibition's stupid. It almost feels like the prohibition, I'm not even joking. I feel like the prohibition in a way is there because the league wants to get the beer money and not hand it off to players.
Yeah. Yes.
Am I putting on the Fesco conspiracy tinfoil hat a little too much here? Right. I don't think so. I think there's a portion of it that like, well, if we let the players get a cut of this, then, you know, we'll have all these beer companies that are helping to drive the league spending on these guys instead of spending on us.
Time capsule's hilarious.
So there's going to be a time capsule. There's a time capsule commercial
mm-hmm.
that's in the bank for when he retires. So Florio asked the question. So when will that be? Will he pull a Tom Brady and play until he's 45? This leads to a second reason. Via Marca.com, Mahomes' mother recently suggested in a podcast appearance that Patrick might not stick around until he's halfway to 90. Quote, I hear him, you know, make comments like, if the game takes away from my kids, I might not play as long as Tom Brady. And I'm like, I'm so proud of him for that.
So he's not going to play till 45. Okay.
Randy Mahomes was quoted in the Mom Game podcast. I don't, not one of my regular stops.
You'll listen.
You know,
really?
Not regularly. Having trouble getting through the New Heights one, let alone getting the Mom Game. But yeah, he might not play till he's 45. And
not many people do unless your name is Stabler.
People do. So yes, if he gets to the upper 30s and starts to wane a little bit, and yeah, the kids are a pull from him. He's going to have all the money in the world he wants if he loses the competitive fire as well to do this.
George Blanda.
Who knows? Everybody could make up their minds and change. Right?
Yeah.
I thought you had to bury me in a radio hole somewhere and push me up there like some babbling fool. So I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. So Mahomes could retire at any point in time. And really, we're considering this. Why would anybody, certainly in Chiefs Kingdom, even want to entertain the what ifs or whatever? Let's just kick ass while he's here.
And you're looking for clicks. This is the Mount Rushmore. Oh, the beer commercial, time capsule.
Yeah.
I was in middle school and we did a time capsule. And I had some really good baseball cards in there because I just remembered a couple years ago. And I called the school and asked about it. They have no idea where it is. It's like they were going to open in like 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
I want my damn cards back, man.
Every kid did one of those. Yeah.
I want them back. They were like rookie cards.
You're like, did they ever open it?
The beer time capsule is great. Remember Romeo's old Coors Light? What do the ladies tell you when they turn you down? They don't. That was my first question to him, actually, when he became a Chiefs assistant. And he played along with it. It was great.
So let's see. Matthew Stafford right now. Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson are both 35.
Rodgers is.
Rodgers is, yeah. Look, he might not play to 45. No one may play to 45. But we've seen the quarterback lot.
There's just clowns everywhere.
Not like,
and I hate clowns. I absolutely hate clowns.
Not like insane clown posse, like actual, like.
It's a clown convention.
Okay.
Like, do you hate clowns?
Those people are scary.
I mean, I just never seen the value. Even that Ronald McDonald stuff. Like, I don't like clowns. Mm. Never have. I don't think they're funny. At all. I hate those big shoes. I hate the face. I don't like clowns.
Guess I just don't encounter them enough to really have them get under my skin.
Some people, it's snakes and spiders. With me, it's clowns.
Yeah. Shout out to my wife, brother, and soon-to-be sister-in-law for that float trip this weekend. We'll have some fun, 913. It sounds like a good time. Good weekend to do it.
If it doesn't rain.
Horror. Horror convention. I need to emphasize that. A horror convention.
Text us wondering where it is.
Yeah, they're
the
like,
wrong spelling.
They're like, that's totally disgusting. Where's it at?
Where's that at? Go to the clown convention.
Fellas, our destined trip was Galveston. It's next week. So chill with that shark talk, please, from the 816. That's right. The listener that texted in last week and said they changed their trip to Galveston after Charles Barkley ripped Galveston and they flip-flopped and went to Florida.
Is this the Clay County Sheriff's Department golf tournament day? If so,
I guess.
Good luck to the fellas.
I guess.
And ladies.
Hit them straight.
They want to shout that out.
Seems like a good day for a golf tournament. Well, there's rain the possibility, but that always happens. Whenever you have a golf tournament, there's always a good chance of rain, but beer on a cart.
I saw just a little bit of rain this morning, not much.
Yeah, yeah.
We watched the weather last night. It was supposed to rain like hell, starting at like 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. and all that.
Yeah. For the 816, shout it out. It's the last time we'll have Kling rate his 4th of July food. It's not true. We're doing it. We'll do that next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You can talk to Joey?
Look at you.
I got the number.
I know you do.
If you want to talk to Mr. Chestnut?
Well, you're working next week, too, right?
It's a good possibility. Cody Gold.
I was going to say.
Cody Gold and Joey Chestnut.
I wouldn't take that from you. If he gets reinstated, you're hammering that 100%. Phone number, right?
Okay. 100%.
Okay. I would think. I'm still holding out hope that that thing gets resolved. I think there's still time.
And then someone's going to miss you on the sidelines this year. Kling will be on the sidelines.
I will be on the sidelines this year, yes. Yeah. Yes. I will. I'm staying on the Chiefs sidelines. I'm just not waking up early in the morning every day to come here.
He's still multiple Super Bowl champion, Josh Klingler.
Yeah. I got to stay with the run. I mean, you can't dump out in the middle of it. They lose, though. There's no telling. No.
Like, Kelsey, peace out. Is Florio going to ride about you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Florio's been.
I heard Kling's leaving, too.
Speculating my demise for quite some time now. For the 816, valid question for you, Binkley. If you don't like clowns, why do you work with a bunch of them?
I don't, man. They don't wear those big shoes. They don't have the little horn going around here. Beep, 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 beep. They don't do that.
And clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right from the 816. Well done by you.
I'll take a joker instead of a clown, even though they're very similar.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. Again, limited time only.
Cannabets.
Brought to you by Cannabets, my fictitious business, which I'm also not going to run later because I haven't found a backer.
I love that stadium idea. Marijuana is half in Missouri, half in Kansas. Marijuana on one side, betting on the other. God, it's a great idea. Mingling, that's your Cannabets, man.
Mingling at some line.
It's totally your Cannabets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go to one side and smoke your dope, and go to the other side and make your bet.
There you go.
Best of both worlds.
Sure. Speaking of Florio, he's at it again. We'll get to him next. Jay Binkley, along with me, Josh Klingler, Mac Morey producing today.
Is Mac aware this is not a radio show? This is a fiduciary?
It's a radiotionary?
You know what a fiduciary is, Mac? We do a lot of commercials for fiduciaries.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Not a financial institution. We're a fiduciary.
It's a
the better
horror.
You do, we do.
This is a horror show. That's really what it is. Horror.
H-O-R-R-O-R.
Proudly brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas. Master has patented MyQ technology and the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Florio's at it again. So now, of course, he of
the Grim Reaper.
Andy may go away. Fame when we kept telling you Andy's not going anywhere, he's gonna sign an extension, and Andy signed an extension. Now he wants to start speculating when Patrick Mahomes is going away. Please, somebody stop him.
Not only that, he had to run a good beer story and incorporate it basically with this.
Yeah, the beer story's fine. It's the
but this is the impetus of his column.
I wonder when this is gonna be crap that's like infuriating to people. When I spoke to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes after last December's win over the Patriots, he had to ask himself whether he's 27 or 28. He's 28. And we all get to that point, too, where you don't know what our age is. Like, at some point, it doesn't matter. And you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm this. Like, I don't know. Every time birthday rolls around, I'm like, how old am I again?
But when you say you're 29, no one believes you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, he can actually say that. So he's 28. He'll be 29 on September the 17th. And as he gets closer to 30, the questions about how long he'll play are inevitable. Not for a while, pal. Like, come on.
Those are the best years of a quarterback. And as I've often said, Steve Young built a Hall of Fame career from year 31 through 37. Like, that's when you hit your prime is in your 30s as a quarterback.
Well, weren't all Brady's numbers in his 30s?
30s and 40s.
And 40s, yeah, better than his 20s, yep. And blah, blah, blah. You know, all that stuff that you say with Brady. So, it's just consider the source. Like, if you scroll this story and you're like, all right, at least somebody else wrote it. No, it was him. It was him. But he says the questions of inevitability are out there for two other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
First, the latest Mahomes ad for Coors Light.
He ruined a great beer story,
which has had a recent habit of cheekily tiptoeing around the prohibition on active players doing beer commercials. says that the commercial will be put in a time capsule until Mahomes retires. Right? Kind of cool. A nice, kind of a fun bit. I do like the fact that they danced around with Coors Light. I think that's terrific. One, to me, the prohibition's stupid. It almost feels like the prohibition, I'm not even joking. I feel like the prohibition in a way is there because the league wants to get the beer money and not hand it off to players.
Yeah. Yes.
Am I putting on the Fesco conspiracy tinfoil hat a little too much here? Right. I don't think so. I think there's a portion of it that like, well, if we let the players get a cut of this, then, you know, we'll have all these beer companies that are helping to drive the league spending on these guys instead of spending on us.
The time capsule's hilarious.
So there's going to be a time capsule. There's a time capsule commercial
mm-hmm.
that's in the bank for when he retires. So Florio asked the question. So when will that be? Will he pull a Tom Brady and play until he's 45? This leads to a second reason. Via Marca.com, Mahomes' mother recently suggested in a podcast appearance that Patrick might not stick around until he's halfway to 90. Quote, I hear him, you know, make comments like, if the game takes away from my kids, I might not play as long as Tom Brady. And I'm like, I'm so proud of him for that.
So he's not going to play till 45. Okay.
Randy Mahomes was quoted in the Mom Game podcast. I don't, not one of my regular stops.
You'll listen.
You know, really? Not regularly. Having trouble getting through the New Heights one, let alone getting the Mom Game. But yeah, he might not play till he's 45. And
not many people do unless your name is Stabler.
People do. So yes, if he gets to the upper 30s and starts to wane a little bit, and yeah, the kids are a pull from him. He's going to have all the money in the world he wants if he loses the competitive fire as well to do this.
George Blanda.
Who knows? Everybody could make up their minds and change. Right?
Yeah.
I thought you had to bury me in a radio hole somewhere and push me up there like some babbling fool. So I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. So Mahomes could retire at any point in time. And really, we're considering this. Why would anybody, certainly in Chiefs Kingdom, even want to entertain the what ifs or whatever? Let's just kick ass while he's here.
And you're looking for clicks. This is the Mount Rushmore. Oh, the beer commercial, time capsule.
Yeah.
I was in middle school and we did a time capsule. And I had some really good baseball cards in there because I just remembered a couple years ago. And I called the school and asked about it. They have no idea where it is. It's like they were going to open in like 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
I want my damn cards back, man.
Every kid did one of those. Yeah.
I want them back. They were like rookie cards.
You're like, did they ever open it?
The beer time capsule is great. Remember Romeo's old Coors Light? What do the ladies tell you when they turn you down? They don't. That was my first question to him, actually, when he became a Chiefs assistant. And he played along with it. It was great.
So, let's see. Matthew Stafford right now. Matthew Stafford and Russell Wilson are both 35.
Rodgers is...
Rodgers is... Yeah. Look, he might not play to 45. No one may play to 45. But we've seen the quarterback lives be extended a little bit, and not to mention...
Unless he's a kicker.
Again, was he turning 29? He's got a while. Who cares?
He won't even be 30 next season.
No.
Yeah.
Can we not just enjoy this?
Yeah. Just
Aaron Rodgers is 40, so that's probably his next column.
Literally, when he gets to like 35, I might entertain him.
I might start having, yes.
He's 35. I wonder, what, he's got 2-3 more years left?
If he had injuries.
Exactly.
Coming off an ACL or something.
Yeah, or, yeah, or knock on wood, something weird like that happens. But Florio just being Florio here. Just needling a needle.
Yeah, the second blurb here, he's 28. He'll be 29 on September 17th. And as he gets closer to 30, the questions about how long he'll play are inevitable. Who do we do this for? We're not doing this for Josh Allen. He's almost 30. We're not talking about how long he's going to play for. Joe Burrow.
It's embarrassing. Like, he could have done Kelsey or anybody. It could have been anybody in his 30s.
Or a hurt quarterback.
What's embarrassing is these quarterbacks get better in their 30s. They're not going to leave, right? That's their prime.
Lamar, who gets hit a lot. Burrow, who's already been injured.
Been injured multiple times.
It brings me to the inevitable question. How much longer do they got?
Burrow's done.
I wouldn't even ask those questions.
No.
Aaron Rodgers, you could maybe ask the question. But
sure.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, just to digress for like 2 seconds. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Egypt was the answer. Is that what I'm led to believe? Like, the Roger story just kind of petered out. Like, he missed.
Oh, where he was during
minicamp. And then I saw that it was something like he returned from Egypt or something, and his first appearance since not going to minicamp. I'm like, boy, that story just kind of went, whoosh. The where is he?
That was the big thing, because he was announced where he was.
Will he emerge somewhere? He was just traveling. He was just traveling and gone. And remember, we were going to, somebody had the speculation too, right? They're like, oh, was it Colin or somebody, like, when it comes out later today or whatever, and it never did.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Right? Oh, never got resolved. You guys find out. Like, yeah, well, never resolved. We didn't know.
He just went to Egypt or something? Oh, great. That's awesome. So, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.